What's the most disgusting thing he ever did?
Disgusting?
Yeah.
In terms of getting hurt, I guess.
No, in terms what did he do as a kid that would make that would repulse us?
Oh, Jesus Christ. There's too many to list, dude. He was a violent kid.
Of war.
I'm recording.
Like I'm a stoner.
I'm a recorder.
Mm-hmm.
You should bring that to JFL. Oh, wait.
Oh, snap.
Let's get into it. Big news day around here.
You're done, JFL.
Just for laughs.
Destroyed by bankruptcy.
Another comedy institution. Yeah. Is gone.
Just for last, more like all for nothing.
And here's the question, man.
Should have been just some laughs and
just
and
no
then
more.
Some.
Why wouldn't they call it just for money?
Yeah,
because more people would have come and tried to make money there.
Yeah, that's
just my theory. And do you guys find it coincidental at all that the same year that the comedy mothership and which has, by the way, every night killers.
Kill Tony.
And murderers and rapists and child predators. That place, as that rises and anti-woke humor becomes the king of the hill, which also king of the hill, very anti-woke, making fun of Texas.
Yeah.
As that rises, the wokest JFL, which had SJW comedians like Neil Linsky on their show, are plummeting into the earth and exploding.
Yeah.
Because they embraced SJW
is
like
that
one
is
Neil.
Crazy that Neil is the last of that
the
class.
The last class of JFL
our good friend
comedians.
Neil.
That's crazy.
The pendulum swinging, my friends.
The pendulum swinging.
Well, I'm just going to say
for laughs,
fuck liberals.
This here is, comes I the mean, other
we're,
way. Just
we're
for
anti-woke
guys.
Completely
people,
now.
People like me who take an interest
people
in,
do like
and take an interest in history and step back and look at the big picture, these kind of broad strokes of human civilization. I mean, all the way back from the Paleolithic era all the way up to the future years of the 3000s or even beyond.
Scary
can
to think
see,
about.
We have known for years, literally since this has been studied since, honestly, since the 1800s and probably earlier in some clandestine circles, the pendulum of woke.
Yeah.
This has swung back and forth for as long as guys could walk on two legs, there were girls there saying guys should have to crawl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't spread their legs out
and
on the wheel.
The pendulum has gone. What are the big woke moments?
All
in
these
history?
Men are man spreading on the wheel.
Fish walks out of the water like a man.
Uh-huh.
Were we meant to believe that really happened?
Yes.
No. Men are men.
According to school.
And fish are fish.
According to school, they want you to believe
but
that.
But love is not love.
No.
Men are men.
Fish are fish. Love is not love. Love has got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of very specific rules. And that's that. Okay.
It's so funny to have your slogan, have your whole thing be. Everybody has one thing where their thing is like, this is this.
Yeah.
Every side. Yeah. Everybody's got it.
America is America.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love is love.
Funny
love
is funny.
Funny
that
is
should
funny.
Be
that
funny
is
funny.
Comedian's creed.
Comedy
JFL
is comedy.
JFL probably could have.
Philosophy
they
is philosophy.
Kept Green Room going and kept having Tony Clifton come in and say terrible words. That would have been. They would be.
What
still,
are you, Puerto Ricans?
Exactly. That's what they had him do that every day. And by the way, the funniest thing about that Tony Clifton thing,
which
is
one?
That
would him on
that
Green Room
that he that they that the guy who was
Bob Zmuda.
Yeah, Bob Zmuda is just like this fucking groupie of Andy Kaufman who dresses up like his number one.
Well, he
character.
Was like he was his. He was his stand-in.
I don't believe any of that.
Yeah.
I think
he's also a famous liar.
I think that he's like a crazy guy who works.
I mean,
for,
he was his writer, sure, but like I think
I don't
that,
even believe that. I think none of that's true.
Yeah. Well, there's tapes. There's a whole album called Andy and His Grandmother.
I got a lot of tapes too.
I have tapes of both of you doing things that you don't remember doing. That doesn't mean shit.
That's true, yeah.
It doesn't hold up in a court of law unless it's digital.
Is you it can't Gallagher exactly. or
Calendar?
Bob Zmuda that had a walk off. I think it's Gallagher
walked
off of Marin.
Off of WTF.
Yeah.
And Bob Zmuda just sat
lied
there and
the whole
lied
time. And Marin's
time.
Just like, you're fucking lying.
Yeah.
He has a whole book. It's like a tell all book. Mm-hmm. I think I read it in high school. And like, I was reading, he claims, Bob Smuda claims that he would like he was David Mamet's transcriber. Like he would go around. he said that he would like go around with David Mamet, and I think it's David Mamet, would go around with him while David Mamet would like fight people or get into arguments with people so that he could record the dialogue to make
and then
his,
use
like,
it in his plays.
Yeah, use it
in
that
stuff. How David Mamet?
You know, it really seems that way from David Mamet's writing style.
Yeah.
It's so naturalistic.
It is very, it's exactly how people fight on the street and in bars.
Isn't it nice? Isn't it nice that, that you can be a famous guy. You can be, you know, however famous, and you can decide that you're just going to lie about everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Best case scenario is everyone's like, wow, you're really cool. And the worst case scenario is just the people are like, oh, man, come on.
Shut the hell up.
All right. Okay. You'll still be famous, though.
Yeah man. Steve Ranazzisi. I saw him. He was recently on something.
He's at the mothership a lot.
Yeah, dude. He's at the mothership. He's one of these criminals that they have every single night. But he
his crime lying.
His crime was lying. The best lie ever.
Lying about doing something really funny.
Yeah. Lying about surviving 9/11 and having like such a serious as he would tell the story, he'd be like, and don't like it's not funny. Like obviously 9/11 is not funny. And then he would tell a full lie. That is so fucking
dude,
awesome.
It's so when comedians cross the threshold and they start lying about stuff to be serious instead of to be funny. Is so that's like the scene in a movie where like the like future drug addict like is smoking weed and gets offered heroin for the first time.
Yeah.
Like it's like this is the thing that destroys
it's
you.
Actually,
like,
so
you're having a nice chill time lying about the guy you saw at the store and the funny thing your wife said to you.
And then
it's
someone like, says,
"You want to lie about nine?
Your dad alive? Yeah. Or dead? I think actually he's dead. I think he died. A bear attacked him. Now that I remember that actually, and I think I'll go to Howard Stern and tell this story."
Yeah.
You tell the Revenant.
It's like you start trying to tell a really funny joke about how somebody mailed you anthrax and then everybody gets really quiet and you go, "Oh my god, wait a minute.
Wait. That's what happens. Yeah. You tell the story as a lie the first time, then it bombs and you say,
"But that was
true." You're actually not even supposed to laugh. Yeah. It's a true story.
Because it's real, because it really happened.
It's a true story. At broken escalators are just stairs. That's so that's my true story. Yeah, I used to do drugs and I still do too. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was actually true about him.
Yeah, it's actually true. That actually was true.
Yeah. I did actually end up taking his
sad life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mitch Hedberg died on an escalator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's you know that video in China of the lady falling down the thing, getting grinded into the gears?
You know the video of the crazy guy on wheelchair tries to open the elevator too early and he flies inside.
Mm-hmm. And you know the falling man from 9/11? That was Steve Ernest.
Yes.
Or that's what he claimed.
He fell to the ground and went.
At least say that's probably
how the story
started.
Do you know the My Leg Fish from SpongeBob?
Who's
Steve
Ernest
Easy.
Mm-hmm. That's Steve?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, that's what actually happened?
Yeah.
Well, that's a much more traumatic. I mean, it kept happening
over and
over
again. Millions of times.
Mm. Millions?
I hurt my leg. That fish doing a stand-up. Guys, we've been laughing a lot tonight, but...
He sits down.
I hurt my leg.
He sits down. He's like, "You're probably wondering why I'm sitting."
Yeah. Well,
because of my leg.
I hurt my leg millions of times.
That's such a funny thing.
You maybe...
I hurt my leg millions of times.
You maybe have seen it on TV.
There was...
and lots of people laughed when it was on TV. It wasn't funny to me.
There was an explosion
drove into
at the
a windmill, and basically it exploded. It was a nuclear explosion. And the only words that came to my mouth were my leg.
My leg. Dozens of times. I mean, I was lying there injured on the ground, screaming, and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
Patrick Starr. They just walked on by. They kept jellyfishing.
They kept jellyfishing. Even though they didn't even realize.
I'm a goofy goober. The people on TV don't care about you.
That's true, man. SpongeBob, I hear, is a diva, man.
Oh,
Yeah.
He's unrecognizable in his new role, though. I'll say that.
Jonathan Van Ness.
In the Jonathan Van Ness biopic that they cast. What's wrong? Back in our day, we had Jonathan Van Halen. Now we
and the Van Ness monster.
Jonathan Van Ness.
There's no, it's not his name.
Jonathan Van Halen.
No.
From Van Halen.
It's not Jonathan
the
Van
The lead
Halen.
Singer.
No.
Jonathan Van
the
Halen.
No.
That's the literally one the name, Van Halen.
The one with the guitar.
Yeah, that's Eddie.
Jonathan.
I think his name is Wolfgang. No, Wolfgang's his son.
Jonathan Van Halen.
Wolfgang Van Halen.
So what did Jonathan Van Ness do? What did they do?
Jonathan
this time?
Van Ness apparently
is a monster on
yeah,
set.
They,
you're gay.
Again,
you're
for, this
gay.
Is a free, this is a freebie for Weekend Update. Yeah. Van Ness monster.
Thank you, Che, or you're welcome,
hit that,
rather.
Hit that.
Hit the
applause.
Bomb drop.
Catch up.
No, wrong, different page. I'm not going to search it out.
Wrong one.
It's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
I saw a ghost.
That one still scares me quite a bit.
That one.
You scared a burp out of me.
That's what JVN was doing on the set. JVN was running up behind people.
Saying that they saw
I saw a ghost.
Yeah.
That would be a really horrific abuse on a set, I think.
Yeah, telling everyone you saw
dude,
a ghost.
If I became
especially in
an
your
actor,
in Louisiana.
Dude, the abuse that
Louisiana
actors
they,
do.
Their new season of Queer Eye was in Louisiana.
Really?
I know this because of Ben
watches
and Jacques.
Queer Eye.
Ben
watches
and Jacques.
Queer watches Queer Eye.
No.
Especially if you're in Louisiana.
Wants to be like the guys from
nobody
Queer
say
Eye.
Anything.
The victims
no.
of Queer Eye.
The victims.
Or whatever they're called.
Monument for the, to the victims of Queer Eye.
They make them change shirts.
A monument to a,
just
a monument
of,
to just a grad tees and the graphic
Zelda
tees.
Shirts.
Yeah. Zelda tees and the Triforce
shirts.
This belonged to Daniel. Daniel used to keep all of his food next to his computer.
And now he shops at Express for Men.
Yeah.
So. That's, oh my God.
What?
That's our American Shen Yun. America
wow.
before Queer Eye.
Yes. We finally found it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like big, like taunt, like doo 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 doo.
We used to chop it.
And they're all doing
Spencer's
the robot.
Gifts.
That's the dance.
We used to chop at Spencer's
doing
Gifts.
Like, the, like a, an
doing,
ironic
doing
disco
evolution
dance.
Of dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And doing this.
Yeah, doing the, doing the,
the two fingers
peace
across,
sign
the, yeah.
across the eyes. They're like, this is God. What we used to have before the
now
reboot.
We have twerking.
Not even the first Queer
male
Eye. The reboot.
Twerking.
The reboot, yeah.
Male twerking.
Get into it.
Here, okay, mm-hmm. So male twerking. Here's my problem with you, man. You ain't got enough ass.
Unless
build
you do.
Up. If you have a giant ass, I don't care if you're
a
man
a bubbler.
Or a woman
a
or an animal. If you have a big bubble,
if you got a bubble.
Then you can shake it. Mm-hmm. That.
You
shake
have
that
to.
Bubble.
You
I'm
shake the bubble when
it.
You walk if it's that big.
Your bubble pops at the end
old.
Of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That's why all the poop
oh,
comes out of
you
your
you can't
butt.
Take your bubble with you.
If
use
I,
it in this life.
You know how your hair keeps growing after you die?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
I have an open casket, this is a real logistical question. If I have an open casket, will some guy shave my dead body?
Probably. I mean, they do like makeup and shit and do all types of stuff to you. I mean,
no,
the shaving's probably the... They
I'm
will, man.
Borat
you're
style,
dead. You have
no
makeup. You have no say
I,
over
no,
this.
No makeup.
Borat
no.
style, no makeup.
What I want when I die, open casket, but I want to pay the coroner... I want the coroner to step aside and get Dr. Miami in there.
Yes,
and he just makes me look so beautiful.
Here's what I
no
want:
coroner, Johnny Dang.
Uh-huh. When I die, I do. I want
grills.
A yep. I want a half open casket. I
okay.
want an ajar casket where it's open a little bit, so you're allowed to look at the corpse or at the body. I guess you should say that's more
mm-hmm.
polite
mm-hmm.
at the body, and you have to kneel down and get really close to look in. And there's a pressure plate on the ground, so when you kneel down and look in, I go.
I was gonna say, I thought it was like the casket closes.
No,
I'm
really
in.
Close to or no, it doesn't even move. They just kneel down and look in, and my face is right up at the gate.
Where will my viewing be? Probably Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So I want whoever has the most lit reaction to my corpse goes on
yeah,
the Jumbotron.
The Jumbotron.
Yeah. The Jumbotron.
I'm gonna have
that's
a
basically
that's
what
my
they
mom
do for famous people.
Getting yeah. down and wailing.
That's what
crying.
Michael Jackson's
dude,
funeral
so
was.
Fucking,
dude.
It's so fucking extra that they do that for these famous people's
yeah.
funerals. They're like a funeral with like a million people all
yeah.
waiting outside.
Do you remember Michael Jackson's funeral? It was on CNN. It was like in the Staples Center.
We should
it's
spend
yeah, they
like
do crazy
$5 million.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali.
And we should have a funeral for like a 98-year-old guy named Fred
mm-hmm.
and do like the whole a parade
yeah.
through the middle of like Times Square.
Yeah.
The entire thing. Have it televised. And people are taking paparazzi photos.
And it's
no
an open casket funeral, but the middle of the casket.
That
so
might be.
The casket is in three sections and you can only see his
and
belly.
He's not in a casket. He's in a Dracula coffin standing up
mm-hmm.
like this
yeah.
and it's open casket.
It's like Pope Mobile. It's like a car with a piece of glass around
yeah.
the thing and it's like this and you can't tell if he's going
to
get
up. Glass coffin.
Mm-hmm. A glass coffin.
Roses.
Yeah.
And it's steamy.
Yeah.
You know what'll be a really scary funeral?
Full of steam.
It's full of steam.
You just see a shape. It's like when they open the teleporter in The Fly.
Yeah.
It's like silhouette.
The fog machine behind his body.
Uh-huh.
You know what will be a really scary funeral and that I don't think I would go to or watch on TV is
yeah.
David Blaine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you fucking know.
Do you know what the worst part is? What? You say, okay, I'm too scared. I won't go to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
You turn on the TV. It's televised. You go, damn, I can't believe he's really gone. You hear, I know, right?
He's sitting right next
to your left.
Uh-huh. It's so fucking weird to have an immortal god living among us like yeah. David Blaine. It's really fucking scary. He breathed water for 100 hours. Uh-huh. He didn't eat food for 30 days. Yeah.
That's not even a trick.
That one is not a trick. No, I mean, it's not a trick. Nothing he does is a trick.
Yeah, he's not a trick.
He does. He really caught a bullet in his teeth. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He sat there and caught a bullet in his teeth.
He's a freakazoid.
Like a real guy.
David Blaine, you a freak.
I hate
you're the freak of the week.
He did one trick where he ate 20 birthday cakes.
What? In one, and it wasn't his birthday.
For his 20th birthday?
It was somebody else's birthday.
Every
and it
year,
wasn't even supposed to be a trick.
Every year he eats a birthday cake for every year that he is.
Yeah.
It's like his spanking. So the first time it wasn't impressive. I mean, actually, that might have been the most impressive. A baby,
a
one-year-old
a
eating
cake.
A full Cold Stone
oh my
Creamery
God,
ice cream cake.
Baby magician is a great idea because everything's so much more impressive.
Yeah.
You don't have to
true.
Learn that good of tricks.
A baby,
you just do this.
Yeah.
But people would say it was CGI.
Yeah.
Not if
true.
They see it live.
That's true. But then you don't have that. The residency is not going to be very long because eventually they're going to not be a baby anymore.
When I was at Fringe
mm-hmm.
in Edinburgh,
mm-hmm. Which is the only, by the way, now that JFL's
just
gone.
This is the kind of cultural comedy that I prefer
yes.
over things like...
Well, JFL's French.
SpongeBob or Family Guy or whatever.
Yeah, you like British stuff.
I like British and Scottish.
Scottish.
German.
But they kept. I kept seeing ads for this one. I really wanted...
I like comedy from Germany.
I kept seeing ads for this one show that I did not go to because I think it cost money. And I thought it was so funny. It was like, and it had so much eclipse. Like, this is the type of thing at Fringe. It's like they have the flyer for it, and the entire it's like a little picture of the guy's face in the corner. The entire flyer is just five stars, like just covering the entire thing. Every newspaper in the world. This is the best thing ever. And it was like the quantum mathematician.
Whoa.
He like does equations.
Wait.
And like mathematical.
Well, they don't even have magicians.
It's so
there.
Fucking funny. To,
they
that,
have magicians.
No,
there.
They have mentalists.
The greatest show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's they true. Have mentalists
mm-hmm.
who are their job is not to impress you, but to confuse you.
Yes, mm-hmm. and to transform you to a barking chicken. That
it would
rips
confuse
your,
me.
Boss's bra off.
It would confuse me just as much if they did magic, though. I don't know
magic
any tricks.
Magic is
I
as
know this.
Magic is all around us.
But magic tricks are at this is stop, man. I've told you to not do this before. It freaks me out. Magic is stop. I'm not kidding. Magic is as scary to me as anything, any movie, any ghost. I'm scared. I'm like terrified of when people do magic and I don't understand it. And I spend hours Googling on YouTube, don't do the ring. I've seen this before and I still don't like it. When I spend hours every time I see a magic trick looking on YouTube to see if somebody has spoiled it, and they almost never do.
You know what would be a good idea for a magician, for a magician's shtick, is if you just
finger.
Did everything that doesn't work with just a finger. If you need a pencil.
Trying it really hard with the rubber finger.
Ooh.
You can just do this with your finger.
It's rubber.
Rubber finger.
It's completely rubber.
That,
with a wiggling finger. A magician who just does everything that Spider-Man does. Just climbs the wall and swings, shoots webs and stuff. Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
But not like being like, I'm the Spider-Man magician. But
and
just
for
like,
my next trick.
Clearly it's Spider-Man's secret identity. Yeah. Who's doing as a second job. He puts on like a top hat and the suit. He's like, and after my next trick, I'll swing through the city.
I need a volunteer. I need a volunteer. I'll be up there. Slowly,
climbing the wall,
slowly
yeah.
descend and kiss.
And now I'll use my magician sense to
looking around so
to detect if there's any criminals nearby.
And then I'll take a photo.
Criminals I need to defeat. I mean, impress.
Is there any criminals in the crowd who'd like to volunteer for this next thing? That's a good idea. If you're a superhero, there's not always going to be crimes.
Isn't there one... Yeah, there's one. There's
and you
like
gotta
a DC
get,
hero.
I feel like
who's
being
a
superhero,
Zatanna.
Your power
Zatanna.
Is like your power is gonna be like a it builds up in your body like sperm or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the difference between superhero world and real world is every superhero comic, the origin story is always, I realized I had powers, so I tried to use my powers to be really good at a job, but then I realized, actually, I need to be a superhero, and the difference is in real life, there's no such job as superhero. So you would just be the X-ray vision
there
librarian
is
forever.
Police force.
Okay.
X-ray vision librarian.
That would not doesn't really come across so well in 2024. But
yeah, that's kind of because of police brutality.
And he's literally wearing a Blue Lives Matter hat.
I am seeing that. What does this say?
What does it say? Carpet bomb what?
Carpet bomb.
Carpet bomb what country?
All of them. Every single
carpet
one.
Carpet bomb country.
Every I single
think
country.
I think so too because I'm crazy. Yeah, I think that says that too.
Okay. So
well,
what's wrong
anyway,
with police?
Speaking of bombing, basically war.
War. Never.
Oh, shit.
War has been declared.
I fucking forgot. Yeah, war has been declared. Welcome to the 5 weeks of war. This is the...
The war rages on.
Thank you. This is the Cold War. So the war didn't so much rage on during the Cold War.
It more steamed and bubbled.
Welcome to the future.
From last episode.
From last time.
Yeah. Oh, that...
We move forward in time.
I guess that works every single time if we say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it does.
Because you've been stopping it and saying, welcome to the past. But we could
say
welcome to the future from the last episode.
From last, I mean, that didn't have to be talking about wars to say that.
Okay, wars this
week.
Then
we got that button forever.
Wars this week, and I got a good one, so I want to go last because mine is mind-blowingly bad war.
I don't think I have a war this week.
I'm trying to think.
Peaceoid.
Peaceoid.
You're a peaceoid.
I have a piece.
Yeah. You have a piece?
You have oids all over your piece.
Yeah, I have oids. Here's my war.
Yeah.
I have a war with my skin. I have been breaking out in hives.
We talked about not talking about you wanting to be black on the show anymore.
Yeah. We said stop saying you have a war on your white skin and you want to the only...
I feel like we had a couple meetings about this.
Yeah. Like that's every weekly.
Well,
check our Notion.
That's
every
behind,
week.
That's behind the Patreon. And now I'm bringing it to the regular episodes. So if you want to hear all that stuff, go subscribe.
The details, his war plan that he has against his own white skin. Okay, what happened? You have boils and disgusting pustules.
I maybe have psoriasis, but I don't have health insurance to go check.
So this is a
why would you check if you have psoriasis?
To get a pill or the scratching post
they can
or
do
something.
Stuff for that?
Scratching
post. To get a medically prescribed scratching post that I can rub my...
Rub your back on?
My psoriasis scars.
I could see me coming into your house and you're...
I'm just like this?
Yeah, you're scratching up and down on a post like a cat.
Yeah, on my back.
You would do amazing in a cat hotel.
Enclosure?
Yeah. You would really have
my cat got a new tower, a new cat tower, and I want to play on it.
They look fucking
They always
fun.
Look so fun. I always want to shrink down.
Oh, I would love
but
to
But then
shrink.
You got to battle a cat.
Yeah.
Not if you... No yeah, well, yeah.
And also, you shrink down, it's just a room with carpet.
Yeah.
No, dude, it's so cool. A room you can climb is basically
with what a
the
ball
dream.
On the top of the well. That's it.
I think if I shrank, I don't think I'd want to be this big. I think I'd probably want to be as big as my hand.
Yeah, that's
There's
the perfect
people
shrinking
that are
size.
That size.
There's nobody that's this big.
There is
nobody
there
that's
is.
20 years old that is this big.
They're literally
20
literally
plus.
Literally they've been documented.
They've been
show
documented.
Me. Show
they're
me
in trying.
I can't show you the documents because they're probably at City Hall or wherever they keep documents.
You have
they
to go.
Keep it in a lockbox at City Hall.
Not
the
a
documents.
Lockbox. It's just a document section. It's
this
like
is
a,
the archives.
Yeah, the archives.
Okay, why don't we just like FOIA it? FOIA.
Why don't you FOIA?
You
want to
set the
F-O
library
out my face
on FOIA? No, you can't do that.
No,
lose
Freedom
a lot
of Information
Act.
Did you say, why don't we F-U-C-K them about the people that are this big?
You want to F-U-C-K somebody that's this
if
big?
If they're of age.
We don't even know where they are. You can't F-U-C-K someone
Patrick, you thought these people didn't even exist
hand.
5 seconds ago. Now you want to F-U-C-K them?
And you haven't even seen a photo of them?
If they're... if it's
this is fetishism.
I guess there's no problem.
I mean,
I
would have a problem if you had a girlfriend that was this big. I would have a little bit of a problem.
If it, was an accident, if it happened because of an accident or if she was born that big.
People who are this big deserve love and to be F-U-C-K'd.
I think people that are this big.
I mean, even in New York City.
I think people who are this big should be.
What's gross?
No, it's not gross that
you're
saying.
You think they're gross.
It's gross that you're spelling out fuck.
Well, it's,
what's
I
wrong
it's
with what's wrong
saying.
With F-U-C-K-ing
a thing this big?
A thing this big,
or not a thing, a person.
Spelling F-U-C-K.
It's so weird.
I've never actually seen somebody.
It is weird, kind of weird to be this.
Okay, big. You're fighting.
If you're this big, you're weird. Okay.
I actually do have a war. My war.
Are you looking
on,
at your hand now?
On,
he's imagining.
Yeah, are you just imagining?
A guy room. Can't look at his hand.
What, are you trying to? Like are you this? Trying to lucid dream? Because I read that if you stare at your, that's one of the things to
that
help
shit
you
is
lucid
all.
Dream.
That's you look up. They so you say how to lucid dream. You go on Reddit. They
look
say,
at your hands. All
they
day.
Say look at your hands, and then in your head say, "I want to lucid dream." Now count to 10. You will lucid dream.
I've tried all that
stuff.
Well,
I've tried it. You've been staring. You stared at it the whole time.
I can look at my hand whenever I want. It's my hand.
You're wishing that you try it. Try it. Try it today. It could happen. It could happen today.
It's not. He has to wear devices that do it. It's not just his wrist.
Depends on the version.
Depends on the version, but usually it's.
It could be you today. Devices. Try it. Try it.
I'm trying it now.
All right.
I'll try it.
Jesus.
Too. Nothing happened.
So my war's on the Green Goblin.
Okay. All right.
No, I actually am in a war with all the movie-going public of New York because all these fucking
talk to me
brain-dead hipsters. I went to see a movie with Patches. We went to see the original Godzilla at the Film Forum, and everybody was laughing the entire time. It made me so mad, so fucking
they
annoying.
They should be cowering in fear from the mighty strength of Godzilla.
But dude, literally, it even said like, okay, you can laugh. I get you get like one laugh at the rubber suit, sure. But you bought the ticket to come see this movie. It's not like you're being surprised here.
Exactly.
Like everyone's sitting and like sees the rubber suit and goes,
yeah.
Just the very just trying to show everybody that I'm
that's
like, oh,
the worst.
It sucks so bad. But they were even doing it like it would be a scene when they put on diving suits. And it's obvious it's a movie from the 50s. So they have old 50s diving suits with the bathyscaphe or whatever.
I remember that.
And they put it on everyone.
That's
like,
the
what
worst.
Are you what?
It's not SpongeBob.
What is
man.
Even what is the what's it made me so mad and it made me mad enough that I was telling people to shut up.
You were
going, really?
Oh my God.
I'm not gonna act like I was yelling it out. I was not. I'm not a tough
you,
guy, but
I know.
I'll do exactly how I was doing it. People, shut the fuck up.
Whoa!
Did they have headphones on where they could hear everything you said?
There was people right behind me, so I think they could hear me saying it.
And did they stop?
They did not stop.
Yeah. They laughed harder.
So
because
you
were
lost
upset.
The war.
And I did. I said shut the fuck up two times, and I was like, oh wait, I'm being way worse than the people laughing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Saying shut the fuck
I know.
Up out loud.
It's
but it made me genuinely so mad, and that's my war.
It is always
so annoying.
Like. Doing that in a movie theater.
It's always old movies. They always go see an old movie that's not funny at all.
That happened to me with Dinner for Schmucks. I went in there. People are laughing. I'm saying, shut the fuck up,
dude,
you
people are
idiot.
Just so eager to show that they could. They like whenever there's a line that's even a little bit funny, like a line that's like very matter of fact, everyone will laugh. It's like, oh, actually, I'm aware that there people could write funny lines in Japan in the 50s.
Dude, you know what was one of the worst movie-going experiences of my life was Disaster Artist.
Yeah.
That was
about that
fucking
up and down.
Brutal,
I
man.
Hate
down every
the
which
people
way.
In movie theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my war. Just
I
that,
hate
that
movies.
Was a particularly bad experience, but that's my war right now. It's just everybody.
I like watching movies at my house.
I like going to the theater, but when it's a new movie that everyone understands is new.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
I remember Hereditary. Everybody was laughing in that.
Yeah, I guess
that
it's just
funny,
it's, you have to pick the right time in the right theater. I guess.
I was like so scared watching Hereditary that I couldn't move.
And
everybody else was laughing. And it was making me feel like such a bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, dude, I'm too scared to get up out of my seat. I'm too scared to go to the bathroom.
I love when people yell out things in the movie theaters. I love when someone says something.
That
I always love
laugh.
That. That's the best.
We ain't never seen no movie like this before.
Yeah, that's my favorite one of all time. That's when the people behind me are Barbarian.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
We
ain't never seen no movie like, speaking for the group.
We ain't never seen no movie
like
this
before. We ain't never seen no movie like this before. At the very end.
I
have through the entire movie, getting the part where they're clowning.
I have said that so many times in my house watching a movie.
It's the funniest thing
just to my
wife. All time.
We ain't never seen no movie like this
before. It's so good. I hate when a movie becomes like a cultural phenomenon type thing. Like going to the room just to quote it. Going to see Rocky Horror.
The Disaster Artist.
Going
everybody
to fucking
there was just
Madam Web
all
to be
the
like,
lines from the movie, dude. Madam Web, Morbius. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, stop watching movies if they're not the
if they're not good.
If they're not the best movie of all time,
they should not even be in theaters.
Anyway, what's your war?
I have a fucking massive war. This
yeah.
Time.
I need
oh
to
yeah.
Hear
something
this.
Incredibly sad happened. I think
something really bad. So people
bad, not sad,
should know that I have a ongoing war against environmental. Effects on my body.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sure.
The first one was, of course, a couple years ago, the gas leak in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was an environmental war. I guess you could say mouse Kind of.
That's not really. The man versus animal.
This is man versus environment. It's MVE. Uh-huh. Okay, PVE.
Most valuable.
Last night, we have a copper pot, and this is what I hate about telling you guys this, is that you guys are right about everything in my house. Okay? What do you guys know about my house?
It's all salvaged from the junkyard. It's all salvaged from 1800s
junkyard. It was a 100-year-old guy's dog shit that my wife picks up
for
$80 and says, "I'm going to bring this home and put it front and center." Okay? And she never thinks, maybe there's a reason why people don't use these anymore. Mm-hmm. So we have been eating off of, for the last couple years, old antique china.
Okay? Oh, dude, you didn't fucking test them, did you?
Last night, she said something about the copper pot we have. She was like, "Oh, we should get that refinished because copper can be bad." And I was like, "Yeah, these fucking plates probably have lead in them." Ding! Wait. Let me Google every single plate that we have and what it says on the back plus lead on Google. Every fucking thing I own has a lead glaze.
I had the same shit.
And all of them have horrible chips all over them, scratches all on the plates. So now last night I'm freaking out. I'm like, I have lead poison. I have full lead poisoning. Yeah. And my
wife. That's why you've been sick like for the past 3 years. Every day you're like, I have crazy diarrhea.
That's different.
You get sick so easily.
What are the effects of lead? Poor brain function.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Birth defects.
Okay. Cyborgism.
Loss of words. Loss of words. Mm-hmm. I have lead poisoning. So now I'm going to go get a blood test at Quest Diagnostics. I just ordered a bunch of swabs. Mm-hmm. And if those come back and we test all the plates and none of them have lead, then I guess I will become Christian.
I had the same thing happen where my girlfriend bought all this shit off of eBay. She bought all these antique plates. And then didn't test them, and then we had to throw out, like, it was like when we first moved in, had to throw out a good chunk of them.
Dude, now I'm feeling like
they're supposed to be decoration plates.
I have so much dog shit in my house that nobody else has.
Bro, that corn broom's going to have asbestos in it.
I said, you need to get, I would rather you get, even though these plates have lead, I would rather you get rid of the corn broom so people stop making fun of me, and I will keep eating off lead for the rest of my life. I swear to God I will. And she got so mad at that. And now I have all this glass that I think has fucking uranium in it.
You can't make fun of any antiques that your girlfriend buys. It's like holding up a sign that says kick me.
My wife brought poison plate. I'm getting fucking phantom thread.
You still can't say anything.
I'm getting
about
phantom
it.
Thread.
That's the you have to pick your battles.
Can't win the lead battle.
You can't win the lead battle, man. You have to keep that corn broom in the house.
I was losing my mind last night about me being my amazing, wonderful brain being affected by lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We could lose a generational talent. And there's stuff that I don't even know, that I'm probably good at, that I don't even know
about. Are you talking about your son?
Yeah, no, myself. I could probably direct some, I could probably direct movies and make amazing
Well, think
R&B.
About it. All the people in the 70s, when shit was good, they ate lead paint chips.
My dad is
Woody Allen, Romy Polanski.
Wrong. No, it won't be like that. Brian Posehn.
You could be exactly like that.
No. I do think that Brian Posehn. I don't know why that.
He's a generational talent.
Generational talent.
He was the first guy to be like, "So Star Wars is kind of weird."
Exactly. He invented a whole new way of talking, and I feel like I'm this close.
And he was a fan of heavy metal.
Lead.
Like lead.
Oh,
holy
my God.
Fuck, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Metalhead could be a literal thing.
Metal lead.
Because you have to have some kind of disgusting poisoning to like that bull crap
literally
singing.
Means metal in your head.
Uh-huh.
But through the way of your mouth.
That shit had me fucked up. So if anybody has antique plates and a very
test all your
crazy
plates.
Wife, test your plates to see if you've been going insane from lead poisoning.
Yeah.
And that, and I got rid of or I took them all out of the cupboard.
That happened with a bunch of like antique like glasses. That
yeah.
She
so
bought.
And then so I looked at the glasses have uranium in
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they have uranium or some kind of lead
some kind
coating,
of
yeah.
shit. And I was like, I'm not gonna pulled drink out of these. I have two plates that I can use that are from Urban Outfitters, and I have one cup from Regal Cinema that's made out of plastic.
That's even better for you.
Which is way better for me. Listen, I'll take BPHPA over lead.
You know what? I love drinking an ice cold drink out of a metal cup.
I like really hard so plastic cups for cold
with the,
water.
With the cold water in
plastic.
It.
Cold water with a you know the ones that are like really big and then they have that
Noah
ridge.
Has that Mission barbecue cup.
That's a perfect cup.
32-ounce Mission barbecue cup.
That is a perfect fucking like cold so out good. Of the fridge water. Oh my god. Yeah. Anyway, that's my war. My war is on both my wife and the lead, the metal, the type of metal. War on my wife is raging.
I think all
on.
Of your wars have been on your wife.
Yeah,
so
they
far.
All have been.
She's
I had
never
a war
she's always
two
on
weeks
the wrong.
Ago.
She's always against me.
You know what?
Every war.
I also had a war. I had a war
against
on
my
girlfriend.
Okay.
Because
I like that.
2 weeks ago, I think there was one. Yeah, there was an episode after the day of my anniversary. And 2 days before, I took her out the day before because I was like, oh, I've made reservations at this place.
Oh,
day after
this.
Our actual anniversary, she is like, oh, yeah, we're going to go. I took the day off of work. We're going to just go walk around. I took her to this really nice restaurant the night before. What does she do the next day? She takes me to an even nicer one.
That's wrong.
And completely cucks me.
Dude, I have
in the restaurant world.
Dude.
Destroyed.
I've been playing.
Deleted.
Listen, this is a very.
I can't wait. And the food was better.
This is a
the
similar feeling.
The food at this place was better.
Let me tell you a similar feeling, okay? Me and my wife have been playing Halo co-op. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she gets so far ahead that my guy gets teleported to where she is. Dude, it makes me furious.
You should not play the Lego games.
I don't want to even think about.
You're
this
about
feeling.
To. You're tearing up.
It's amazingly
you're
effective.
You're tearing up.
I'm not tearing up.
You're tearing up thinking
yeah, oh,
about your wife
up.
Being running.
I'm cheering
away
up.
From
you.
You
are. He is
it's
cheering
not running
up.
Away. It's her being better at the Halo game. Where
yeah,
she
and
gets
it's making
to
you tear. Your eyes
teleport.
Are getting. I saw a tear
I'm,
in your eye.
I have an allergy to this bird.
Bird on the table.
Or fucking whatever that is. A wig. Okay, so those are the wars this week.
Those are our wars.
Those are our wars. The war that we're talking about is the Cold War.
Yeah. Yep.
Which some people would say, people said, don't
it's still
do one
going
on the Cold
on.
War. There's nothing to talk about. It's the most boring war. Nothing ever happened.
Mm-hmm. But some people say it's still happening.
I say, you were talking earlier about how war is cyclical. The woke versus coolness is cyclical. I would say that this was the most recent woke versus, it was woke Russia communistos, Che Guevara, one of those wokest men of all time, and versus Ronald Reagan, who's got to be the most American president of America we ever had.
And
literally
some of these
a movie
Eastern
star.
European guys named like Woke Jablonski.
Their names were exactly, and they were
and
doing,
it's spelled with a J, that O with a line in it, and then an I.
W-O-J-K-E-E.
And it's Woke Jablonski.
Yeah.
And Woke Jablonski, if you're listening, we're coming for you.
I will destroy every woke thing on earth.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that the Cold War was a pretty good example of woke versus awesome guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And now, Cameron, you have something to show us
from
the Smithsonian.
Yeah, I can do that. Let me play my theme song here.
Podcast About List presents Show and Learn with Cameron Fetter, a swashbuckling descent into the world of archaeology and war, sponsored by the Smithsonian Institute.
Okay, guys. So, today we're talking about the Cold War, and today's artifact, out of all the artifacts of any of the wars, this is by far the rarest artifact, and also, as an effect of that, this is by far the most expensive.
You're kidding me.
So, one of you guys who wants to volunteer to hold it.
The last time that I held one, it was really bad. So,
somebody has
should hold it.
It can't be put down on the table. You have to hold it. I really want to make sure it does not
break
or
get
lost.
Fine.
This is worth so much money.
Fine, I'll hold it.
So, and just even, you can.
You're not going to take a picture of me saying that.
No, you can hold it up for the camera if you like, but so everyone can see what
it
is.
I feel like I'm falling.
You're not falling, man. It's okay. I just need you to hold it while I read the report, okay?
I'll hold
it. It's literally not...
And it's not allowed on the table.
If you're worried about dropping it, you can even, like, hold it in your fist, okay?
Okay.
Whoa.
I was just seeing.
Chill.
That, sorry.
Chill. Like the Cold War. Hmm?
Did you try to punch me?
Try to punch him.
Don't do that.
Stop. That's Cold War. That's a Cold War. That
is
a
cold.
You and me have a Cold War.
How?
Because we fight each other with our fists all the time.
We do.
Okay, guys. For like 5 years.
I slapped you one time when
here
I was
it is.
Really drunk.
Yeah.
Hold that up for the camera, Caleb. So many people ask why the Cold War is called that.
Is this a piece of ice?
No.
Well, you see before you the very reason. Yes. This, you can get up and show the camera.
It's kind of cold.
This
it's
is the
hard to hold.
This
really
is the ice cube that made the Cold War so cold. Okay? And it, now, Caleb, now that they've seen it, honestly, just you can hold it. I really don't want you to drop it or like lose it or anything. So just hold it in your fist while I read this, okay? Okay. The Americans were cold. The Russians were cold. And it was all because of this rare ice cube, which is now worth upwards of $1 trillion, that if somebody loses it, they'd be on the line for. Some amateur historians will tell you the Cold War was called that because, quote, there was no direct military engagement between the United States and the Soviet Union. But they're completely wrong. It was because of this ice cube that's inside of Caleb's fist. The Americans and the Russians both hated this ice cube. Americans hated it because it kept cooling everything down. Russia is a cold country.
Can you speed it up?
So, oh, I lost my 1 second. Russia is a cold, cold country.
It's cold. What happened next?
So they actually hated the ice cube for being too warm for them. This is how the war started. Oh, 1 second. I just got a text.
What did the text say?
Pierce just said yay. I don't know what it was.
There's got to be some. I'm
sorry.
Can you finish?
Russia is a cold. Or no. Yes, this ice cube has been around all the way since the 1940s. This is what makes it so expensive. And
how expensive is it again?
Irreplaceable. Over $1 trillion. And the Smithsonian Institute has made it very clear that if anything at all happens to this ice cube that they have so graciously loaned to us, that whoever was responsible or let it go missing under their watch would be subject to rigorous and vicious legal action.
They gave you the ice cube, so it's under your watch, right?
Well, I was under my watch for a minute, but I gave it to you. Why? Is something wrong?
Nah.
No.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Where does it go again?
What?
Where does it go?
Where does it go?
Where does it stay?
They keep it in a freezer.
Oh, okay. Where have you been keeping it?
Oh, nowhere.
Did somebody turn the heat on in the office?
Yeah,
it's been
little,
very warm in here.
It is. It has been a little warm lately. Caleb, please keep your fist closed.
Yeah, you're going to, it'll melt.
I really don't want you to drop
it. Open.
It's slippery.
Never.
It's ice. Have you ever played an ice level in Mario?
No. Well, can you describe an ice level?
Yeah, so it's a cold level.
So now that I'm done with it, where should I put it?
You're done with it?
Or now that I'll just hold on to it actually for a little bit because I feel like exchanging it has so much potential to slip.
Mm-hmm. Don't stop doing that because you're going to drop it.
Is it okay if I just hold on to it for the rest of the episode?
Well, I just finished reading my report, so I think I need it back to put it.
So where do you want me to put it?
Just put it in
just,
his
yeah, just here.
Hand.
Give it to me. Or let me see it. Can I see
Did
it?
Did you say a trillion dollars?
Over $1 trillion. Where did it go?
I think it's in his hand.
Wait, have you seen...
Do you see it? Is it under there?
Have you seen National Treasure?
Is this it?
Can I see? Is that
here?
It?
No, I'll give it over. I'll give it over.
Is this it right here? Was this what it looked like?
I don't think that was it. Where is it? Did it slide out of your hand and go somewhere? Where did it go?
I think it's been stolen.
Well, we need to call the police then. I mean, I'm, can it's, you I check, don't, check I'm not the mad footage at you for losing it, but we're on the hook for this money, so we should find it. It's got to be somewhere in this room.
The camera was on you the whole time, so we don't know if somebody came in and swiped it.
Did somebody come in and swipe it from you?
It could have had. I really wasn't paying attention. I was really focused on just keeping my fist closed and squeezing it really, really hard.
Right.
And getting all the
blood.
Well,
maybe in you
my
just
hand.
Squeezed it and it flew. I mean, again, it can't have gone. I mean, it has to be in here somewhere. The
that's
door's
a lot
locked.
Of, that's a lot of money.
$1 trillion? Yeah, that is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money that we lost if you let it get stolen.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, it was right here all along.
Oh, thank God.
That was a close
one. Wow, that was really, really close.
That
could
have been awful.
You want to hold on to it for the rest of the episode?
Yeah, sure. I'll hold on to it. I do kind of feel like it makes me... I'm a little bit more energized holding an ice cube. If anybody has to ever do any kind of just dribbling down my hand.
Did you turn the heat up in here? What's going on? No. Why is it so warm?
Just has been warm.
Because my body is so warm. I run okay. hot, people say. Right. Wow, it's actually burning.
It doesn't hurt to do.
It's burning.
You I
try,
actually,
you
have to be,
it?
You should be careful because I got, I almost
I
got frostbite on my finger when I was a baby because I was holding a popsicle.
Not almost get frost,
almost got
frostbite when I was a baby from holding an
that's
ice
definitely
cube.
Something that you thought for your entire life and only just now said out loud.
Ew, Patrick's back.
No, I had
okay.
I
I'll send him
did
a
not almost get frostbite.
I'd have
oh,
to call my mom
too.
And ask about it. But
call her right now. Call her right now and ask. Did I almost? Which I don't know how they even measure almost in terms of frostbite.
You know what?
Call her. I'm not kidding. Fucking okay. call. It's been a while since we called Mama.
She
Mama
might be
Doran.
At work.
That doesn't matter. Her work doesn't matter. Please don't say anything racist. As
please, yeah.
I feel like this yeah. is going to...
Hey, hello? We're recording right now.
Oh, God damn it. Hold on.
What happened...
What
do you mean? What? Go ahead. What when I was a baby and I held that popsicle for too long and you said that I almost got miniature frostbite, right?
No, I didn't say you did. I said you did get it.
So, okay, can you explain? Can you explain what that means?
What is miniature right,
so
frostbite?
You're holding a popsicle in your hand. You're clutching it. You're clutching the popsicle stick.
Yes.
The popsicle was laying on your hand. And
how did that happen?
What's miniature frostbite?
Because you were freaking eating it. You were holding it, eating it. But I had put a paper towel around it, but you took the paper towel off.
How old was I?
I don't know, 2.
And you had to take me to the hospital for this?
Yeah, because you got blisters all over your hand.
How cold was this popsicle? Did you
Are
make
you
this up?
It just came. No, I'm not lying to you. Ask Dad.
Get Dad on the phone.
He's driving here now.
Call him.
Okay, let me hold on.
Call him right now. Miniature frostbite? Are you doing a three-way
no,
phone
miniature.
Call?
Miniature. He had freaking frostbite, dude. He had blisters all over his hand.
I'm putting Dad on the call. Are you still there? I can't tell.
Because you got to call him and they have to merge.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, pick up, man.
He's driving.
Coward.
Yeah, I think he is busy.
She said he's driving there right now.
Yeah, I don't know where that is, though. That could be work.
Yeah, that was a good save.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I was trying to merge the call with Dad, but...
All right, so imagine you're holding a popsicle, right? With a fist.
Yes.
You're holding a popsicle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Your pointy finger and your thumb.
Yeah. So I was holding it with just my pointer finger and my thumb.
No, like in a fist.
Yeah.
Oh, so the top of the fist was getting cold from the popsicle.
Yeah. And then his pointy finger and his thumb got a blister. And in between your thumb and your, you know, up to you.
Because we're talking about the Cold War today.
I'm going to be completely honest. I don't believe this story.
I don't either, now that I'm hearing
it. Patrick was anything that could have happened, Patrick, it happened to Patrick. I'm not lying to you. Why would I lie about something stupid
what's
like
the
that?
What's the most disgusting thing he ever did?
Disgusting?
Yeah.
In terms of getting hurt, I guess.
No, in terms of just what did he do as a kid that would repulse us?
Oh, Jesus Christ. There's too many to list, dude. He was a violent kid. Have tantrums and throw himself on the ground, like flat back on the ground. Boom, his head off the ground.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we gotta get back to the episode.
We don't. This is so good.
Call me back later. I'll tell you more stories.
Okay.
I will.
Wait, do you want to... I ran away one time because I didn't get to...
Yeah, you were pissed about something. I was in the middle of making brownies for your goddamn class. It was the day before Halloween. And you came in and you wanted to tell me something. And I said, just hold on a second, Pat. Just let me, I'm in the middle of putting the batter in the...
How come I've never gone to, therapy or anything?
That's on you.
I tried. I took you, remember?
Oh, yeah. They took me to a therapist when I was 7. And all I talked about was Star Trek.
Yeah. And you're like, this is stupid.
You're awesome. You've always been so awesome.
And then another time we had a reclining couch, and he was probably 4.
I heard this, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And baby Eric was 2, and baby Eric was jumping on the couch. I come down the stairs.
No one knows.
Your brother. Baby brother was jumping on the couch, and he had, when you recline a chair and the feet go up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And underneath there's those bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had his head stuck in between those two. Okay, and Patrick had the biggest freaking head I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
So he had his head stuck underneath there, okay. And I'm coming down the stairs, and I see his younger brother jumping, and all I can picture is the kid is going to land on the footrest, and it's going to close, and Pat's going to be decapitated.
Which
scary.
I don't think it
that
had the.
Sounds really
I don't
scary.
Think the recliner had enough torque or whatever to
was
cut
it a
my head.
That's your final destination.
You got your freaking head in there, dude. I tried lifting it, and every time I lifted, I tried to lift the footrest, the bar would come up and almost cut your neck.
I don't think
and
it would cut my neck.
It, the top part would come down. I don't know how the hell you get out of it.
I get in? I don't remember.
I don't even know.
Did you have to call the fire department?
But all I could
I had to call my Uncle Jeff.
It was slow motion. All I see is your younger brother jumping on the couch. And my first thought is he's going to land on the footrest and Pat's head is going to be under the couch. This kid is going to die.
Man, that's a lot worse than...
So I took your brother and threw him across the room.
It is so hard to be a mother.
The room, and then, I tried lifting it, lowering it. I was there for probably 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Ah, that hurts. Ah, that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, kid, you're about to die.
All right. Well, I have to introduce a song now.
Oh, all right.
All right. Bye, Mom. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Wow, man. That,
A lot of insight.
We should just have an interview with her. Yeah. I would really love to sit down 60-minute style and ask about what color your poop was when you were a kid.
Yeah. Green a lot of
really
the time.
Really get to
wore
the
shoes
bottom
on your hands.
Of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Figure it all out.
Well.
Making of a murderer.
Speaking of my mom, this was a song that my mom was really into a lot of old rap stuff in the 80s.
Okay.
She was really into LL Cool J, Run DMC, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
And we were talking about the Cold War today, and I remembered this song by Ryan Reynolds called Football Rhyming that has a lot of lyrics that relate to the Cold War, if you remember.
Ryan Reynolds,
I think, had one
album. I'm not
album.
Big into rap. I mean, rap,
mm-hmm.
really.
Rhythm
though.
And poetry.
Yeah, I didn't even know
but
it was
Ryan Reynolds
that.
Had like one song.
You don't remember this
and
album cover?
I think he might have been ostracized from hip-hop or something. I don't know why.
His hair is ostrich-sized.
All right, well, roll the song.
Football time, there's passing and rushing. I want to drink the blood of every single Russian. Kill all the children and all of the women. Communism is made.
Lost an astronaut himself. We've never had a tragedy like this. Perhaps we've forgotten the courage it took for the crew of the shuttle.
Hope the Berlin Wall stays up forever. We should make one more for good measure. I know that they're behind the Challenger Express. explosion. I want to change the food to different types of poison. I love football and I love bees. I want to get stung bad on my knees. I slather myself up in raw honey. Then I wait for bees to give a stung on me.
I wish I could talk to every man and woman who works for NASA or who worked on this mission and tell them.
I think he was ostracized from hip hop because he had a bee kink.
Now
that's a weird walking around kink. With your ass out like a slut trying to get stung.
Stung by a bee. Yeah.
Can I provide a little kayfabe breaking background here?
Yeah.
Because I like this song a lot, but we were having a sketch meeting and Pat was like, "Guys, I need to finish this song. You guys have to leave. You can't be here while I record this song. You guys have to go get lunch." Me and Caleb's like, "Okay, we'll leave." We go to the store. We get sandwiches at the deli. 5 minutes.
Yeah. Five
minutes. I did not want
five-ish,
to hear.
4 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Come back in. Pat is already done.
Yeah, he's completely done with every single.
I maybe wrote it last night and maybe didn't want. Maybe I'm embarrassed of my singing voice.
It's not that you didn't want us to be there. That's funny. It's the amount of time it took.
You should join us.
That was one of the best. That was one of the best ones.
He's on a conference. Yeah, with us, bitch. Answer the phone.
Can you tell him to add us to the conference call?
Answer the phone. Yeah, let us call in on the Cisco right now.
We can behave.
I'll behave amazing.
I'm a daddy's boy.
I like dads more than moms.
Yeah.
Even though moms make the food. I like dads.
My house, it was the opposite.
Your dad made the food?
Yeah,
you're obsessed
that
with
song. That's why you're like this, because you grew up with a dad that made food.
Mm-hmm.
And now you grew up into a sissy. Grew up into a wimp. Because you
wimp?
Had a dad that made
a wuss.
Food.
A wuss?
And
I'm
mom
not a
that
wuss.
Worked over there at the iron yard.
Iron yard.
She worked at Whippersnappers.
Worked at Whippersnappers, which is the name of the garbage
company.
There's
a lot of info that was my mom's voice could be deepfaked today. Someone could deepfake a phone call from my mom.
I had that for 3 years.
You think that someone will fool you with that?
I think somebody could.
Somebody's going to call you and you can hear it goes, your mom voice says hello, and you say, "Hey, mom." And there's a long pause. You hear someone clicking. Yeah. I need you to send all of your money to me, son. Please.
Please,
you'd
please,
say,
please.
Again, mom.
Oh,
come on. This is getting
Remember when you
annoying.
Got your hand stuck in the peanut butter jar?
Yes, mom. Yes, mom. Oh, you're right. Yeah. I'll send the money right now.
I got a bunch of gum stuck in my hair when I was a kid, and I had to get peanut butter.
Really?
On my, I
had to
get a peanut butter haircut.
I had to get a peanut butter haircut.
What a nightmare. That sounds actually fucking awesome.
That's
like
the best type of haircut
You're
of all
so
time.
Ungrateful. Oh, I got peanut butter in my
I
hair.
I never got a peanut
no,
butter haircut.
I got
haircut.
Gum in my hair and then had to get a peanut butter haircut.
I know, peanut
That's
butter haircut
you're complaining about
awesome.
The peanut butter haircut. That's fire. A peanut butter haircut would be so great.
I got bird shit in my hair, and I just got it washed out at the YMCA.
I got lice in my hair.
I had lice, too.
Yeah, right
Is
now.
Is that why I'm lice. Itching all the time?
Yeah.
You think you have... No.
Excuse me.
I don't want to look at you.
Did I ever tell you guys about when I got shit on by a bird?
When you got shot?
No.
I got...
Shot nine times?
My friends...
Did I ever tell you about that? I got shot nine times by my op.
Yeah.
And then I wrote a song That's about it.
That op. One's just boring, though. That's not even an interesting story.
Yeah. Should tell the bird one.
I got... One time I was shit on by a bird through the... In a moving car through the sunroof.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
It's like a 1 in a million chance.
I don't think that's 1 in a million. I think that's maybe 1 in 100.
I don't think that's 1 in a million. I think it's actually maybe about 1 in 100.
One in a 1 in a 100. A moving car.
It's a 1 in 100 chance that it happens.
Yeah.
A moving car, the sunroof.
Every 100 times you drive a car,
a bird
will shit on your head through
the
sunroof.
With
a
sunroof open.
The bird shit.
Okay,
and
one
I
in
was,
a thousand.
The sunroof was not even above my head. It went into the car and then traveled backwards because the car was moving at such a speed. And then it hit me on the front of my head like a sniper's bullseye.
Ooh.
And you don't see, you don't care at all.
Ooh.
You think that it's interesting to get your head stuck in the couch. This is a better head story.
I don't think this is.
And then we had to go into the girls' restroom at the YMCA and my mom had to wash it out of my hair.
Okay.
Why didn't she go into the boys' one?
Because that would be weird. Because she likes little boys. So we went into the girls' one.
You should, but it was fucked up to bring poop into the girls' restroom.
Yeah.
That is supposed to be only in the boys' restroom.
It was an animal's poop, and it was white, for your information.
Girls are animals, and
it
they
could have been
poop.
Ice cream, I guess, but it was definitely...
Girls poop white like birds.
That's
really
true.
With
they
the
have
string?
One hole.
Okay,
have
tell
one
me
hole.
You never watch your wife poop.
Is that what that string is? I've never washed, but I have a hard rule about pooping in front of each other.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Yeah, I don't think
anybody. It's disgusting.
I'll pee in front of my girlfriend all day.
All day.
All day and night.
I do kind of pee in front of my wife all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pee so much. Yeah. I pee constantly. I'm chugging water. I'm just peeing.
Peeing every...
And that's the worst my penis ever... Second worst my penis ever looks.
Yeah.
When you're peeing.
Right there peeing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there peeing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's just... it. The way that the stream comes out, it's like, I wish this looked different.
Yeah. You ever hear... Somebody the other day, I don't remember who I was with, but somebody peed on the street. And I was like, I wish that's how my pee sounded.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Mine sound. I think I.
Well, I think it's the location.
My pee is like a laser beam sound.
Yeah, it's like meow. a
that's
drum.
What a laser beam sounds like to you.
Meow, 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 meow. Do you have anything about the Cold War?
Yeah,
the documentary?
No, dude. I fucking have been. Last night I was supposed to do this, and I spent 2 hours looking up lead poisoning on my phone. So that was the only time I had, and I wasted it. So that's another reason why this war on my wife is.
You can play the song again. You could sing along to it.
I don't even know the lyrics.
Well, there's a guy called the Lyrics Master who put them on the screen.
Well, that's true as fuck. Run it! No, I don't want to do karaoke.
Okay.
No, I don't want to do that.
No, all right. No,
I would rather...
What else happened in the Cold War? The Challenger explosion, Full House.
Cold War was long as
America's
fuck.
Funniest Home Videos.
20-some years, man.
40.
40?
Started in the 40s.
But it didn't really pick up till the 60s.
But it counted.
The, like, proxy war stuff.
But it counted. Yeah. If you look it up, it'll tell you 40s.
Really?
Yeah, 40s to 80s.
Well, that's interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
When did it end?
80s.
80
right?
What?
Don't 80, fucking know, man.
No, the Berlin Wall went
90s?
Down in 91.
The Berlin Wall went down in 87.
No,
then maybe then?
Reagan wasn't
president
anymore.
Yeah, it did. Look it up.
I think he might be right.
He's probably right.
I think I remember this being true.
He's probably fucking
But
right.
If he's not right, then I believed Caleb.
Either one's fine.
You shouldn't believe either of us. You should believe history.
You guys are going to be history soon.
Chill right now.
Chill
right
out,
now.
Like that ice cube.
Do you guys think it's... Did you ever watch any of those Cold War things? These would pop up on the creepy side of Reddit every once in a while. The instructional videos where it's like, if a nuclear bomb goes off, go under a desk.
Oh,
you
yes.
watch those,
yeah,
man?
We watched those in history class.
Those are so awesome, bro.
Bert the Turtle,
yeah, that
one. Turtle and his name was Bert, and Bert the Turtle was very alert.
And we wonder why...
That was one of the first examples of rapping, actually, in history.
Could be.
Yeah.
We wonder why everybody from that era is so...
Well, the lead paint.
Well, they had a lot of things working against them.
Yeah,
it is
lead
so
paint,
funny
cigarettes,
they told them to,
asbestos.
To yeah. tell, told them to go under the desk. Why tell them to do anything?
At that point
where you're telling them to go into this, you should just be like, there's no danger. Walk to the window and look at it. Why not?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But that's
the
it's
instructional
just
video
it's
should have been
thing.
If you see a blinding bright white light, run towards it as fast as you can.
It will feel good.
It will feel better than anything ever.
I
it's
bet it
a bunch
feels
of milk.
Kind of good.
That's I don't think cap. It feels like anything.
Yeah, I think
you are instantly
I think you
dead.
Get incinerated before the neurons even activate.
I guess it
in your
depends
brain.
How close you are, but
yeah.
Very fastly dead, I think.
But my mutant
you turn
powers
into a shadow.
Absorb it.
You do not
you have,
have
no mutant
we've
powers.
We've talked about this before. You do not have mutant powers
no,
to change the color
in,
of your skin. Well, that was a coincidence. He just would... He had a V attack. No, it's
sorry, guys.
I got vibrating pennies on him.
No, you don't.
You activate them by going like this.
You do not have vibrating panties on camera.
My power is that I can make
vibrate
any panties.
They're vibrating boxer briefs.
If you wore vibrating panties, that would be sus.
Vibrating tighty whities.
Like there was like people were after all the Meek Mill news came out. There was just people going through his old tweets and like he had his Amazon. Did he have
his
Amazon
old
link?
Tweets.
Did he have his Amazon link to his account
they should
or
make
is that
edible
a Photoshop?
Long johns.
Yeah, it was just shit like that. There was one where
oh,
it was
yeah,
like,
I guess that is kind of.
I think he had something about edible panties on there for sure. Really? Yeah. Was it him or was this a joke that I fell for where it was like...
Don't tell me you ate the onion, man.
I fucking ate the onion now
trolled?
That I'm thinking about it. I got trolled
yeah.
into
I feel
thinking
like
that
maybe,
he
we
had
maybe
his
did
Amazon
it
linked to his Twitter and he bought like a massive dildo.
You fell for a joke.
I fell for a joke.
Wow. Yeah. Yep, there he goes, hitting himself. And what are you going to do? Jump on the floor and bang your head on the ground?
Oh, you're flagellating. Yeah.
I thought you were pretending to hit yourself. You were too scared.
Oh, yeah, I used
to
do that. I used to throw my. I would do this, I guess, when I was. The way that. I don't think my mom described it good enough, but I would just throw back like that.
Your mom doesn't realize you're like John Cleese style doing physical comedy.
I think that's probably what it was.
And she was just the Chevy Chase falling over.
Right.
And she was like, my kid is putting his head in the oven and under chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she didn't realize it was all just for laughs, some might say.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what it was.
That's right. Guys, we're going on tour. And if you want to see us, call Patrick's mom live at every... I think we'll do it at every show.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
My mom will be calling me for sure.
Yeah, guys, the tour is really coming up. Boston is getting close to sold out.
So is Minneapolis.
Minneapolis is actually the closest to selling out, so if you're going to want to come to Minneapolis, you better buy those fucking tickets at swagpoop.com/shows. And everything is going quickly.
Because
and
we don't
need your
do
support.
None of that extra tickets shit.
No, we don't.
Once it's sold out, it's sold out. You're going to have to wait, and we're never coming
Except
back to
for,
Minneapolis.
Except for, I think, in Philadelphia, I think we have tickets on the day. But
most places?
Most places besides Philadelphia, which is not even really
what
a place.
What is selling the least?
Technically.
What is selling the least as of right
well,
now?
Well, I won't phrase it like what's selling the least.
Yes.
But I'll say
what's
that.
Selling the less most?
But I will say something like, maybe at one show we'll do an extra special thing that we won't do anywhere else, and that is Atlanta. So you really need to buy tickets
to
that
show. Let's say low ticket warning, but we won't.
And we'll say low ticket, as in low amount of tickets sold. Low ticket warning. But you guys really want to see this. It's probably never going to happen again because we're six guys and it's expensive as fuck.
Which is why we can't go to LA. Stop asking.
Nobody asks.
Someone messaged me.
Nobody lives in LA. Wasteland.
Yeah, some pervert wasteland. Messaged me.
Nobody who lives in LA knows how to use a phone or can read. Boston.
And I can't act either.
Atlanta, Philadelphia, Toronto, Chicago, Minneapolis, Detroit, and Carrboro. Buy your tickets, man.
What's the tickets looking like for Carrboro?
It's great. Everything's great.
Oh.
So again, you better buy them soon because these shows are far out and they're
you
selling well.
Fucking losers talk down on Carrboro.
I didn't say anything.
Talk down
on
Carrboro.
I wanted to Carrboro.
One of the six jewels in the crown of the United States.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I learned.
The crown of the United States?
The crown of the United States that the president wears. Six jewels. Carrboro.
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Tulsa. Fresno, Bakersfield.
Okay. That's the crown?
That's not the crown. That's the
Those
jewels.
Are the jewels of the crown.
Then what is the crown?
The crown is all the other cities.
The crown is everything else. But the jewels are the best part of any crown.
So the diamonds are the
jewels.
Other cities.
Jewels are types
There's
of
no
diamonds.
Diamonds in the crown. There's jewels.
Okay.
Jewels and diamonds
are types
don't
of diamonds.
Don't even shut
fucking. Said jewels are types of diamonds. I'm supporting you. Jesus. So combative.
No,
war is changing your brain.
I have lead poisoning.
You don't have lead poisoning.
I have full
Look
lead
Look at his
poisoning.
Eyes.
Look at me. You really don't think I have lead poisoning? No, I don't eat that much ketchup. Of,
well, you don't have lead poisoning.
You have abnormal levels of ketchup in your stomach. Okay. And
you have something called pickle belly, which is drastically affecting
I can see that.
Your mood.
I think, I think that I'm definitely a candidate for gout.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of
I think my uncle got
disgusting. All of the food.
That's why I'm not going to say that. Why did I say that?
What's wrong
you
with the family member having
so
gout?
Much?
Yeah, well, what does that
I've
mean?
I've said too much about it.
I
try to keep it all
my family
separate.
Had gout.
Try to keep it all my life
you
separate.
You try to keep
from
your life separate from the show.
Yeah.
Fail. Then you're failing. You called your mom. For 10
I did
minutes.
Call my mom for half the show.
She called your brother Baby Eric.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you guys on tour.
Bye bye.
I just ate so much Korean fried chicken.
Oh, you had cheese
as your reward.
I like that. I talked enough about it.
Yeah. You had cheese like, oh, as your reward.
You guys got it for every detail.
I would say that was, I'm not kidding, that was probably in the top five things I was thinking about this week.
Cameron's
like,
reward.
The five things I know about this week, normal schedule stuff, and then, Cameron's going to go to get cheeseling Korean fried chicken as a reward for his doctor's
Oh, my God. I live the worst life of all time, dude. I live in a pathetic way.
How was the reward, though?
It was great. It was delicious. And anyway, the only reason I brought it up is because that's why I don't want to have a chocolate tart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really funny. This is genuinely how I live my life. I plan my rewards. Yeah.
I don't know why calling food your reward.
Calling it a reward
is so funny to me.
I'll pull the curtain back a little further too, and I'll tell you guys that I have a note on my phone. It's a list of different foods I like. That are things I can get when I want something good.
That can't be true.
I need to see it. I need to see the list.
Please open
it's called
this
foods
please.
I want.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to read it. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. Okay. Foods I want. Yeah, this is insane.
It's nice to know, to be able to remember what foods you are.
Let me see.
I want to read it.
Okay, just read it then.
Number one, it says at the top, foods I want. Number one, duck.
Me and Julia watch so many videos of people eating duck.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
Number two, cheeseling chicken. Okay, that's a reward. These are all future rewards, potentially.
Yeah, there shouldn't be foods I want. It should be future rewards.